Joe, we've got Dustin on the phone right now. He's in Indiana.
All right.
We've got a little question here he's pondering for the new year. Dustin, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good, good. Tell us some of the ideas you have here.
Well, we have an old 1950 home. We love old houses, and you know, with an old house there comes a lot of problems or things you might want to update. So we've been pondering and kind of planning to do a basement, finish the basement, basically. So we have an old basement. It's just concrete walls, and there's a little bit of moisture near the crawl space area, and we're trying to figure out, I guess, the best steps in terms of tackling a finished basement project from kind of start to finish.
Okay. All right. Certainly. Well, attacking that moisture is the first thing. And so do you have poured concrete walls, or do you have cinder block or concrete blocks?
It is cinder block walls.
Okay. All right. And do you have any kind of, has there ever been that you know of any kind of coating that has been applied to it, or paint or anything along those lines?
It looks like, I don't know about coating, but I could definitely tell you there's paint on it. I don't know when it was done, but it does exist. And it's,
okay.
Go ahead.
And so you're seeing actual moisture, or are you seeing mold or mildew, or any kind of white deposits? How's the moisture showing up? You're actually seeing during, say, heavy rains, a little moisture migrating into that space?
Sure. So in a couple of the areas, I don't know when it might have had moisture, but it's definitely visible that there was some at some point. So there's some areas that it's just visible damage, if you will. And then near the crawl space, so our basement is a kind of three quarters basement, one quarter crawl space area.
Uh-huh.
Near the crawl space, there's kind of water that comes through the crawl space down to the sump pump. And I think right when it hits that wall, it's starting to seep in into the basement side.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, certainly diverting as much water away from that space is one of the first parts, too. But, Joe, I would think here, cleaning those walls really, really good with our old friend TSP.
Right.
And then, I don't know, that I'll tell you what, that dry lock does an amazing thing with a couple coats of that. It's available in latex now. What do you think for Dustin on that?
Yeah, Dustin, I was thinking the same thing. First, you're wise to be concerned if you're going to finish this basement, meaning you're going to be putting up walls in front. Not, you don't want to leave it, or do you want to leave it just with the concrete exposed, the concrete block exposed and painted? Or are you thinking of building walls in front of it?
Yeah, building walls and kind of insulating a little bit. You know, we're in Indiana, so it's a little cold down there.
Good. Yeah, good. Well, then you would want to make sure you control the moisture ahead of time. And the dry lock works great. Now, what people don't realize is dry lock will block moisture, but not moisture vapor. So it might get damp on the outside, on the surface. But that's the way it's designed to do. It's designed to block water, but allow vapor to go through. So if it's still a little, not damp, but just a little moisture on it, that's okay. It's going to stop the heavy water. And then you can just, yeah, so you want to seal that up, paint it, and get it as sealed as you can. And then, of course, you want to make sure on the outside of your house, you're diverting water from your downspouts away, because otherwise you're contributing to the problem. And then I would just, there are lots of different systems. I mean, if you go online, you see lots of different systems for finishing a basement wall. The old-fashioned way, so to speak, is just pressure-treated wall framing filled with insulation. I would use either rigid foam or spray-in foam, and then you're ready to go with whatever finished wall you want to do on top of that. And, of course, you have to consider what you're doing on the floor as well, but I would do the walls first, and then you have a bunch of options these days for the flooring.
Perfect.
And it's very do-it-yourself friendly.
Yes.
You know, it is something that, like I say, cleaning it with TSP. The TSP we mentioned is trisodium phosphate, which is available at any home center, any place there. Just follow the directions on that. Get it nice and clean and dry. And having a fan blowing down there during all of this, because you want to keep the ventilation good. And certainly, dehumidifier always helps on all those drying things. But a step at a time, I think you'll be in great shape.
One other thing I wanted to add, Dustin, if I said pressure-treated wall framing, and I mean the entire wall.
Right.
Often you'll see instructions where they only call for pressure-treated sole plate, meaning the 2x4 that goes down on the floor, but then you call for regular construction studs and header. I would do everything in pressure-treated lumber, because once you get it sealed up, you don't want to, because this is going to be too susceptible to moisture. So I would spend the extra couple of dollars and do pressure-treated wood through the whole framing.
Perfect. Sounds great. I appreciate the advice.
All right.
All right, Dustin, good luck.
Best of luck to you, and happy holidays to you and your family, buddy.
All right. Happy holidays to you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. My pleasure.